Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of August 28th through September 3rd. And, you know, the really big deal in this week ahead is that Mercury retrograde is going to back out of Virgo and start to retrograde through Leo. This is going to happen on Thursday, the 31st, and it is going to last for 6 days up through September 5th. So we need to start thinking about Leo topics when we are thinking about, you know, do-overs, going back to the past, running into past people or situations, or slowing down in current scenarios to fine-tune things or say I'm done or to rekindle things. It's a time to rethink and rework things. You get the idea. And so in Leo, we are focusing on true love. So this may be about, you know, where am I in my love life or with my lover. It can be about what you're doing creatively. So this can be about a creative hobby or a creative project and trying to finesse which way you're going to go with that. It can be about children. And so that can be your kids or working with kids or a kids project or a charity or whatever that might be for you. And it can be about recreation, hobbies and sports and things you do for fun. So we are going to be going back over that territory. Now, it is going to impact different areas for each sign, which I'll go through here as I go over it. But I want you to know in this week ahead, between August 28th and September 3rd, the key days where things can, you know, really kind of impact you the most with those topics and your do-over would be Thursday the 31st as the energy is shifting gears. And then this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd, and the reason being that Mercury retrograde is going to back right up into Mars, and the two of them are going to sit on the same degree in that sign of lovers and kids and creative projects and fun. And so Mars is a very active energy. It means something's going to happen. And so this can be a lot of passion. It can be anger and fights. It can be a lot of motivation to really pick something back up and run with it. So expect the weekend to be the big deal when it comes to what's going to be happening one way or the other with these themes. Okay, so for the rest of the week, it's actually rather, you know, chill, I think. It looks like that to me. Monday through Wednesday, August 28th through the 30th, we are kind of in Sag energy. So, you know, it's expansive energy where we're focusing on our educational pursuits or travel plans or media marketing, broadcasting, publishing interests or legal needs, political or religious themes, weddings, other ceremonies. So Monday through Wednesday, those are in focus. Now, Monday and Tuesday, it looks like we're, you know, pushing harder or overcoming obstacles or challenged in some way with that. Wednesday looks like everything kind of in flow and easy. So let's hope all that work pays off on Monday, Tuesday, I guess. And then Thursday really, I think, is going to be about the Mercury retrograde, like I talked about. Saturday, Sunday as well. So the only other day that we have left there is Friday. Friday looks rather golden. Friday is focused on Capricorn moon energy with a lot of, you know, really positive alignment. So Friday is a really good day to focus on your career or any personal goals or dealings with authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, etc. So as we, I told you guys this is pretty straight up. So as we go through this for signs, for Aries, you know, straight up, like I just said, Monday through Wednesday, focusing on legal, travel, educational, media marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. Monday, Tuesday are the challenging days. Wednesday, the easy flow day. So you want to push a little harder in the first part of the week. And then Friday is that exceptional day with career goals, authority figures. And when it comes to this Mercury retrograde in Leo, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday are the big days. And so, Aries, this is a time to either slow down in current creative projects with things going on with the kids or love life or lover and anything recreational, and see if there's something you missed or need to go back over in some way and get right. You need to be open to the past coming back around, running into those old lovers or creative ideas from the past coming back around and seeming like a good idea again, or maybe going back to a recreational pursuit that you used to do, or something with the kids that you used to do, and seeing if there's something to rekindle or release or rework there. And you do have to watch out for Mercury retrograde glitches. So, you know, this would mean that for Aries, if it was going to happen, if you were going to have mechanical breakdowns or miscommunications or mix-ups and, you know, you know how it goes, it would be about those themes. So you want to be super careful, you know, when you're, make sure you're clear, being understood, make sure that they are. If there is a missed appointment or a mix-up, you know, don't try to remember it's Mercury retrograde. Don't take it personally, and see how that goes for you. For Taurus, in this week ahead, you know, the sage energy that's going to be busy Monday through Wednesday, really focused for Taurus either on financial scenarios, so you might be dealing with loans or debt or inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, commissions, alimony, child support, those kind of things, or, excuse me, it's going to be focused on the power side in the personal life, which is sexual intimacy, reproductive needs, divorce scenarios, mortality issues, or third-party scenarios. And so, as with all signs, you know, the obstacle or challenging days where you're pushing harder are Monday and Tuesday with those themes. Wednesday kind of gets into a flow, it looks like. And so you can kind of plan that accordingly. And then as far as Friday, the Capricorn energy on that day is pretty stellar. So you want to set goals involving travel, legal, educational, media marketing, wedding, religious or political matters, and then go for it, you know, or if it approaches you, say, okay, you know. And then as far as this Mercury retrograding into Leo theme, going to have 6 days from Thursday the 31st to September 5th. And it's going to slow you down in what you are doing in current scenarios that have to do with the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, history, ancestry, security needs, all at the root of your chart. And we'll ask you to kind of go back over, make sure you've got everything right there during those 6 days. Also, we'll take you back to the past and let you reconnect with past people or ideas or issues or opportunities and see if there's something worth pursuing there about those topics. Leo is fueling this, so it has to do with your creativity or your love interest or the kids or having fun in those areas. So you want to be open to whatever this is and be very careful with Mercury retrograde themes here since it rules mechanical and electronic objects. You know, it would not be the best 6 days to buy that kind of system for the house. Or, you know, buy the new toaster or the new, you know, I don't know, appliance. If you have to get the warranty for sure, you may have some issues with those kind of things in the home. And watch for mix-ups or miscommunications with family and parents and roommates and that kind of thing. Or with anyone you're dealing with in a renovation. You might want to take those 6 days off. But there you have it. You may have a love interest from the past, rekindling in the home kind of thing, or rekindling the current one. That might be the better side of this, I guess. But there you have it. Okay, for Gemini, Monday through Wednesday of this week ahead, the 28th through 30th, very much focused on relationships for Gemini. So this would be the days where you're in there doing stuff with your romantic partners or business partners, with your clients or agents or attorneys or other kinds of representatives, with specialists, with competitors or opponents. So, you know, whoever that might be, just note that it looks like Monday and Tuesday, this is really ramped up. So either you're pushing to get a lot more done with or about those people, or there's challenges and obstacles you're trying to overcome here. By Wednesday, it looks like it gets into a more easy flow for you with them. So you can kind of, you know, have that in the back of your mind. By Friday, we have this really nice alignment going on for Gemini with 8th house matters. So the Friday may be the day to tackle anything with loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, any of that kind of financial theme. Or Friday may just really be very sexy and attractive and intimate, or focus, help you focus in on reproductive matters, divorce needs, mortality issues, or third party scenarios, meaning you and two other people on something. Somebody asked me the other day what that meant. I was like, okay. Friday, I mean, all of that looks really in flow, so should be good for most of us out there. Okay, so as far as Mercury backing into Leo in this retrograde, for Gemini, this is kind of, I don't want to say weighty because it's not really in a weighty, but it's in the house of Mercury for Gemini. So it's very important 6 days for you guys. And really starting on Thursday the 31st through September 5th, this is going to be about talks, meetings, ideas, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, any kind of speaking roles, anything having to do with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities. So you have the gambit there. And in all of that, it would really be focused on what you're doing for the lover or the kids or the creativity or the fun in the mix. So it's time to slow down in current scenarios and review. Do you need to ask for something in a different way? Do you need to renegotiate the terms? Do you need to, talk to somebody about something? go back and do that second interview, re-sign the agreement, or, look at the sale differently maybe, or reapproach the brother, sister, neighbor, or vehicles, electronics in a different way. Also, a good time to go back to the past. You may run into past people out there locally or on those short trips. You might hear from them via writing, the email or whatever. They might come back about an agreement, or a sale. So it is time to kind of go back to past people and situations, issues and offers, slow down in current ones and see where you are. Do watch Gemini more than any other sign would have the most issue with miscommunications and directions and all of that. So, where are you going? What's happening? What time is it supposed to be? Double check all those things. Double check any information that's coming in and out. And be careful on the road and with vehicles and with electronic malfunctioning kind of situations as well. In this week ahead, Thursday the 31st, and then Saturday, Sunday, when it's going to get very active, those are the days where it's a big deal. And those would be the days if you want to go revisit some place you haven't been in a long time, or back to any of those topics I just mentioned, then that would be, the weekend to do it. All right, for Cancer, the first 3 days of the week, Monday through Wednesday, the 28th through 30th, a lot of focus on 6th house matters. So, Cancer, this is about your work. It's about organizing or cleaning. It's about hired help or coworkers. It's about health scenarios, animals, paperwork. So any of those topics you guys want to really get in there and tackle, you've got a lot of expansive energy around this the first 3 days. Monday and Tuesday are pushing. So either you feel like you have to overcome obstacles and challenges, or you're just pushing harder to really get some stuff done. By Wednesday, it looks like it's pretty easy flow with those topics. And then the next energy is going to be on Friday, and that for Cancer is going to be relationship oriented, and that day looks pretty fantastic. So, if you need to meet with the business partner, romantic partner, clients, specialists, agent, attorney, deal with the competition, set goals high and see what happens on Friday. Then with this Mercury retrograde in Leo. It's going to start into Leo on Thursday, the 31st. So for Cancer, you know, this is the part of the sky that is involved with your personal income, your possessions, your purchases, and your product. So things are going to slow down for those 6 days, you know, which is fine. You know, you can manage 6 days. It's time to kind of go back and look at what you're doing and see if there's something you could figure out that would work better for you. At the same time, it's an opportunity to go back to the past, run into some past people, or go over some past issues or opportunities or ideas and see what's, you know, do you need to get better closure? Do you need to rekindle something, rework it? What can you do, right? And as far as, like, glitches of Mercury retrograde, they would happen around this. So you do want, if you're getting a check from somebody, you know, double check the figures on it. If you're purchasing something, make sure you've got the receipt. Make sure you were charged the appropriate amount, and that kind of thing. You know, with your products, your possessions, double check the information around it. Definitely not the best time to buy mechanical or electronic equipment or products of any type during those 6 days if you can possibly hold off without hurting your situation. If you do have to buy it, buy the warranty. Okay, I said that, I know. So in this week ahead, you know, Thursday's the big day, and then the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd, look like they'll be very active in those areas. So get ready to dive in. And as with all the signs, when it comes to your earnings, your possessions, your products, your purchases, it's going to be driven here by creativity or lovers or kids or having fun. So there you have it. For Leo. Leo, Monday through Wednesday of this week ahead, the 28th through the 30th, you know, this is going to be a lot of focus either on lovers, kids, creative projects or interests or anything recreational. And so you can expect to be busy in at least one of those areas. And I think Monday through Tuesday, very amped up days. So a lot going on with that, whether you're just very busy and ambitious or you're trying to overcome something. But by Wednesday, pretty chill, pretty easy flow with those topics. And then on Friday, the 1st, for Leo, that is going to be a really strong day for setting goals that have to do with your work, your coworkers, hired help, paperwork, organizing, cleaning, or anything with health or animals. Everything is looking very opportune and very goal-oriented. Might be able to reach out to higher-ups at that time. So determine what you would like to pursue there and go for it. And then as far as Mercury retrograding into your sign, Leo, on Thursday the 31st and touring there for 6 days through September 5th, this is a do-over for you guys. So you may feel drawn to something from the past. So that's one way it could play out. You could be re-entering somebody's life or re-entering an old situation and or picking up that old idea and going for it. So it's literally about you physically going back. Another way it can work out is that this is a time for you to go back and reconnect with where you are with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, any personal goals that you might have. And at the core of all of that should be Leo themes of love, kids, creativity, or fun. And so it's a do-over. You want to slow down where you are involved in current scenarios and kind of revisit ideas and decide, you know, what needs to stay, what needs to go, if you need to tweak something differently. You want to be open to going back to the past scenarios and seeing if there's anything opportune for you there. And you want to watch out for any of the typical glitches, the mix-ups, miscommunications, the breakdowns of mechanical things, because you may be kind of, you know how like you just walk up to the computer or the television screen and it starts to go fuzzy because you're the one in the room? Well, it's kind of having that kind of effect during these 6 days. You might fry out a few pieces of equipment. So do keep your mood elevated, you know, and at least if you are feeling any anxiety, stay away from the electronics. So there you have it. For Virgo, Monday through Wednesday, the 28th through the 30th, a lot of good, powerful energy playing out in the home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, or anything with family, parents, roommates, history, security needs. And so you really are probably going to be very busy there Monday through Tuesday. Looks like you're pushing harder or there's obstacles to overcome. And then by Wednesday, just kind of in the chill zone there and things are flowing for you with whatever you've been working on. By Friday, the 1st, that day looks really promising for everybody. And for Virgo, the focus is going to be on lovers, kids, creativity, or fun. So I just go for all of those. Those all sound good, right? So you want to set your goals in those areas and show up and look for the opportunities there to really move things forward. As far as Mercury retrograding into Leo in this week ahead, for Virgo, this is 12th house energy for you guys. It's kind of mystical, magical place, karmic, delusional, inspirational, all of the above. And so it's a do-over for you guys to go back and look at what you need to release, rekindle, rework, rethink when it comes to healing, addictions, bad habits, hospitals, other institutions. When it comes to romance, romantic getaways, clandestine romance, karmic unions, when it comes to your spiritual beliefs and practices, prayer, meditation, yoga, when it comes to anything in the art world, could be music, could be dance, could be film, could be painting, poetry, could be the places of the arts, museums, theaters, concert halls, and the like. So any revisiting, reviewing there. And then finally, anything in research, investigation, strategies, digging through that information. And so, you're going to have 6 quick days go by here. At the core of all of this is Leo, love, kids, fun, creativity. So you have to figure out, do you go back to past people and situations, or do you slow down in current ones, or a combination of both, and which way are you going to go with this stuff? Expect Thursday to stand out as the energy shows up here, and then Saturday, Sunday to be very dynamic with the Mars interaction with this, a lot going on in at least one of those areas for you. All right, for Libra. Monday through Wednesday looks really heavy on communications for you, first and foremost. So maybe some important talks and meetings, short trips, local community activities, things going on with neighbors, brothers, sisters. Could be about agreements or sales or writing or interviews. Could be about vehicles or electronics as well. Whatever it is you want to dive into with those things, Monday, Tuesday look very aggressive, like you're very ambitious about some of this and doing a lot more, or you're overcoming some kind of obstacle there. And then by Wednesday, into the flow with those themes. When we look at Friday the 1st, the energy on that day is really nice, and it is focused for Libra on your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or family, parents, roommates, history, security needs. So you want to set goals on that day and kind of involve something in that list, because it looks like it's really solid and in flow for you. And then with this Mercury retrograding into Leo starting on Thursday the 31st, this is going to be 6 days up through September 5th. And it is going to be a time to go back and review things by reconnecting with people or old ideas or issues or opportunities, or slowing down in current scenarios and going back over some things. The focus for Libra is on their aspirations and original projects, but also on their friends, group affiliations and activities, gatherings, anything you're doing online with astrology, with charities, your freedom, your causes. So at the core of any of that, as for all the signs, Leo themes, love, creativity, fun, kids. So it's a 6-day do over here. Be open to those past friends and original projects and gatherings and whatever online interests coming back around. Slow down in your current scenarios. And just see what happens here. You want to rework, rethink, rekindle, release, whatever it might be. The big days, Thursday the 31st, as the energy starts to go here. And then the weekend of Saturday, Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd, it's very active with Mars. So definitely think you'll be busy in at least one of those areas. All right, for Scorpio, Monday through Wednesday, 28th through the 30th. Those 3 days for Scorpio are either about, you know, really getting busy about making some purchases or what you're doing with your income, your product, or your possessions. And Monday and Tuesday, that's very amped up. So either you're very ambitious and get just going overboard with it, or you are overcoming obstacles or challenged in some way with it. By Wednesday, it's, you know, goes down into that flow and everything's kind of easier with whatever's been going on there. So it looks like maybe it was worth all the effort there. And then on Friday the 1st, Scorpio, that day is really strong for you when it comes to talks or meetings, interviews or auditions, agreements, sales, writing, offers, decisions that you're making. Also, anything you want to do locally or with short trips to nearby places, or if you want to focus on a brother, sister, neighbor, or the vehicles or electronics, all of that is favored on Friday. So make that your day. And then as far as Mercury retrograding into Leo for 6 days, this starts on Thursday the 31st and lasts until September 5th. And Scorpio, it's a big do-over when it comes to your career, reputation, fame, any big personal goals, or anything with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher. You get the idea. So this will slow you down for a few days there, 6 days, to in anything current that you're involved in, so you can go back and see if there's anything you missed or want to do differently. It will take you back to the past, so you may run into people from your past that were involved with your career or those personal goals or those authority figures from the past. Or you'll go back and reconnect with old ideas or tackle issues or opportunities there from the past. And so you want to be open to this flow and not feel stressed about trying to get into anything brand new for those 6 days. You want to focus on Leo themes here, creativity, love, kids, having fun, maybe a Leo or two. And so in this week ahead, Thursday stands out because that's the day the energy begins. And then the weekend of Saturday, Sunday, the 2nd through 3rd, because Mars gets involved and it looks very spitfire active. So something's going to be happening one of those days or both. All right, for Sagittarius, Monday through Wednesday, the 28th through the 30th, the energy is focused on you. So you guys can really, you know, make it about trying to pursue whatever your needs are, or you can make it about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. It's just pretty much what it is you want to be doing on those days for yourself to further your needs. And, you know, Monday, Tuesday are very amped up energy-wise, so it looks like you'll be super busy and pushing, or you'll have obstacles to overcome. And then Wednesday, it goes into the chill zone, and there's some opportunities opening up there and an easier flow with all of it. When we get to Friday the 1st, for Sagittarius, that is going to focus on your personal income or your purchases or your product or your possessions and whatever you're doing with that. The day looks very solid and opportune in those areas, so you do want to set some goals and just, you know, be proactive about what you can see you can get going on those days or on that day. Sorry, Mercury retrograde. I'm blaming Mercury. Okay, and then as far as Mercury retrograding into Leo for 6 days, This starts on Thursday the 31st and goes to September 5th. And for Sagittarius, it's a very brief do-over for you guys in that expansive ninth house. So this is your cue to go back and revisit the past or slow down on your current scenario so that you can get something right when it comes to travel, people at a distance, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, educational pursuits, legal matters, weddings or other ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you can just pick all of it and give each one a day, or you can pick one. But it's definitely time to kind of see what you can go back to. Is there something to be rekindled, something to be released, reworked, rethought? Leo at the base of this having fun, being creative, or making it about the love or the kids. And so this is your do-over. And in the week ahead, Thursday stands out because that's the day it starts. And then the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd, Mars is going to get into that mix. The two are going to get together on the same degree. And so a lot can be happening at least one of those days, and probably both. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, Monday through Wednesday, the 28th through the 30th. This is really 12th house for you guys. So really a good couple of 3 days for you guys to focus on research and digging through information or investigations for anything you're doing romantically, if you're trying to have a romantic getaway, even though, you know, kind of odd days for it, I guess. But it could work out. Anything in the art realm, film, music, painting, poetry, anything artistic that you're doing, anything spiritual, that you want to get into, or anything with rest and recuperation or healing in hospitals or dealing with any addictions or bad habits. So very important days. Monday, Tuesday looks very busy. So you're pushing harder and more ambitious about something there, or you're overcoming some kind of issue by going into those themes. And by Wednesday, you're into that more easy flow with all of it. Then when we look at Friday the 1st, that day, the energy is in your sign, Capricorn, and it is just looks stellar, looks very solid, looks very opportune. And I would say for Capricorn, you could probably set your focus on just about anything on that day within reason. And definitely a really great day for you guys to be in the present, to be physically there in scenarios, to, you know, or make it about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your personal goals. So definitely looks, you know, like a great day. As far as Mercury retrograding, from Thursday the 31st until September 5th, these 6 days, Capricorn, it's a big do-over. On the personal side of this energy, it's either about reconnecting with a past sexual attraction or sexual partner, or slowing down in current scenarios to rekindle, release, rework something sexually, or it's about reproductive needs and going back and tackling past issues or ongoing issues in some way. Or needs or desires, whatever. It doesn't have to be issues. It can be about divorce themes and going back over those. It can be about a death and revisiting that topic with somebody. And then it can be about anything financial. So really important time to slow down and look at where you are with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, your taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, partner's money. You know, might be an important time because of the third party nature of this sign to sit down with a financial planner or advisor to see where you are in those situations. And so you do want to watch for any of the glitches, you know, any mix-ups, miscommunications, breakdowns associated with any of those themes. But overall, the general rule here is that you're going back over something. And in this week ahead, Thursday the 31st will stand out. But the big days, I think, are going to be Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd, when Mars will get in there with this. So it'll get very hot and steamy and passionate, or angry and fighting, or motivated, and things are happening. Okay, for Aquarius. Aquarius, Monday through Wednesday, the 28th through the 30th, this is going to be a lot of strong energy focused on what you're doing with friends, group affiliations, the internet, any gatherings, astrology, charities, personal aspirations, original projects, your freedom. And so Monday, Tuesday look really amped up. So it looks like you'll be a lot busier or overcoming obstacles or pushing yourself on those days in those areas. And then by Wednesday, looks like it gets into an opportune, easier flow. When we look at Friday the 1st, for Aquarius, this day, this is a really good, it looks like a good day, unless you have something in your personal chart that blocks it, this is a really positive, strong, solid day. And it is focused on either pulling the curtains and getting into that romantic tryst or getaway, or doing something in the artistic realm, painting, poetry, film, music, dance, something like that. Or doing something in your spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga, any healing or recuperation you're trying to do, or if there's any need to visit a hospital or do anything with another institution, that is favored, and research and investigations and development. So whichever one of those applies to your current scenario, that's a good solid day to aim high in one of those areas. As far as Mercury retrograding into Leo for Aquarius, this is in your relationship zone. So, you know, 6 days you're going to either slow down in your current relationships and go back over and see, you know, do we need to rekindle things? Do we need to release something? Do we need to rework something? Or you're going to go back and run into past relationships and see if there's anything sparking there. And so this, when I say relationships, this can be a romantic relationship, or it can be about a business partner. It can be about clients. It can be about a specialist. It can be about an agent or attorney or other representative. It can be about a competitor or opponent. So it's time to kind of review where you are in these dynamics with these people. Look at the Leo themes there. Is it about the creative project? Is it about true love? Is it about children? Is it about recreation? And so in the week ahead, Thursday obviously is a big day as the energy shows up there. But then Saturday, Sunday, when it, you know, commingles with Mars, it's going to get very dynamic there and be very passionate or angry or motivated with or about one of these people. All right, for Pisces, Monday through Wednesday, the 28th through the 30th, the focus is definitely going to be on your career or status or fame, or it's going to be on a personal goal that you've set, or something to do with an authority figure, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor. And it looks like you'll be really busy Monday and Tuesday with this, like there's a lot going on, you're being ambitious or you're pushing yourself, or there's a challenge or obstacle to overcome on those days, so there's just more intensity. And then on Wednesday, it kind of gets into that easy flow, opportune alignment with these themes, and so it should chill out a bit. And then on Friday the 1st, the energy looks very solid and opportune. And on that day for Pisces, it should be about what you're doing with friends or groups or online or with astrology or charities or gatherings, parties, events. And it can also for Pisces be about your personal aspirations or original projects or freedom. And so whatever you want to aim for there, Friday looks pretty good. And then as far as Mercury retrograding into Leo from Thursday the 31st until September 5th, those 6 days are going to slow things down when it comes to your current work, health, paperwork, animal, coworker, hired help, organizing and cleaning scenarios. And it's going to take you back to the past to reconnect with past people, issues, opportunities, situations, and see what you want to rework in either the ongoing or the past scenario, or what you want to release or what you want to rekindle. And it's a big do-over. So don't get frustrated. And at the base of that is love and kids and creativity and fun. So there might be some stuff coming and going with that throughout this. The big days that are focused here are Thursday the 31st, as the energy shows up for the first time, and then between Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd, when it commingles with Mars and gets very busy, very passionate, or very angry, or very motivated, and things are happening. So there you guys have it. I hope it is a wonderful week ahead for everybody. This is Zoe Moon from Zoe Moon Astrology. You guys can find me daily over on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I also have an app out now that I hear you can find in the app stores under Zoe Moon Astrology. So you might want to look for it there. It's pretty basic, but you can get your daily stream there. So, and it's free. So that's it, guys. I hope it's a good one. I will see you guys next week, God willing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.